Oh, hey, babe. I didn't think you'd be home yet. No, I'm glad you're here. Today's been rough and I could use a hug. No. Don't get up. I'll come to you. This is exactly what I need. Yes, please. I'll never turn down offers of cuddles. I mean, unless it's coming from something like a porcupine, I guess. You want to hear about my day? You just can't resist the gossip, can you? Okay. So, you remember how I told you that the building had been split up into teams with, like, no more than 15 people per team? So, my team is made up entirely of friend pairs, except I don't have a buddy. I'm the odd one out, number 15. Which is fine, because usually mixed in with all the other people in the building, everyone's great to get along with and work with, but I'm just exhausted trying to navigate the dramatics. Like, can't we just focus on doing our jobs? I'll be there, working on whatever I'm supposed to be working on, and a group of them will be chatting away, by someone's desk, drinking coffee by the gallon, but never making it themselves. Usually it's me or this other girl who winds up going into the kitchen for a cup, realizing it's mostly or all gone, and then starting more. We have no idea when they actually work. Like, no idea. And it's frustrating. Like, we have similar interests, but none of them deem to talk to me unless they need something from me. And even though we all sit together at lunch, it's the same thing. If they talk to me at all, it's pass the water or the cup or napkins, please. It's not like I don't try. Oh, like one girl is super into making cakes. And I thought, that's a perfect in, given how much I like to bake all the things. So at the last office party, she made this gorgeous coconut cake with lemon curd and lemon icing. So I asked her what her usual techniques were because it was similar to that cake I made for that baby shower I helped with. You know, remember the stork cupcakes? But her icing was very smooth and light, and I was curious. And someone else, not me, but someone else mentioned buttercream frost. And someone else, not me, but someone else mentioned buttercream frosting. And she got all offended and was like, buttercream icing is not real icing. It's just pure sugar. And which, like, true, American buttercream frosting is definitely way different from Italian or Swiss meringue buttercream. It's more suited to, like, birthday cakes and traditional cupcakes. But if you're doing specialty flavors or something with high-end ingredients, you want to do a Euro buttercream. I think she said she did Swiss meringue buttercream. But, like, the person who mentioned it wasn't trying to rile her up. They just asked a question, really. And I think that's the thing that makes me so frustrated. Like, for me and this other girl, both, we were trying to have a conversation based on something she's clearly passionate about, even if she does that stupid same faux casual hair flip and shrug every time she gets a compliment on something she bakes. Like, today, they were discussing that Netflix reboot of the Babysitter's Club series. You didn't read those as a kid? It was these great series of books about, like, 12 and 13-year-olds who formed this club of babysitters. And the books swap out which girl is narrating which story. And they were really good, and I was super into them as a kid. But, babe, there was at least 150 of them. Like, there were a lot. So Netflix started a modern series, which I've been watching here and there, usually when I'm home before you. Anyway, so the group of people start talking about how well it's done, and I pipe up since I'm sitting right there at the same damn table and go, I love how the modern updates don't detract from the low-tech and friendship-focused essence of the books. And then Kate Girl turns, looks at me, and goes, I mean, they all have iPhones, so it's hardly low-tech. And go right back to discussing. I know, I meant the books were low-tech. Even though the show is modernized and they have things like iPhones, it's not the focus. See, at least you know what I mean. I'm just so sick of trying. And you know, it's not my style to make waves or freak out, but I feel like I'm this close to snapping at one of them. Honestly, some of them would deserve it, but that's not me. Right. Thanks for letting me rant. It's mostly like 100 little things, but I feel like that, plus the social piece and the fact that we're not permitted to socialize with the other teams, is really getting to me. Like, remember my friend who met us for drinks a few times? Yeah, we wound up comparing fried pickles for different bars. Yeah, exactly. You liked her. She's on a different team, so the most contact we've had is text and Snapchat. It'd be so much easier if I had a work buddy. I just feel like so out of place. I know. I can come home and tell you all the ridiculous things, but then it bugs you too. I'm good at my job, and it's easy work, you know? And the social piece isn't really an issue. I know. I keep getting worked up. Okay. Babe. I don't think I'm happy there anymore. I think, like, I've gotten a lot of good out of this position, but I think it might be time to explore other options. I can't believe I'm actually thinking about this. I've had this job for 10 years. What I mean is, what would you think about me looking for a new job? You do? You're right. I think this has just dragged on for a while, and I'm just finally at my breaking point. Good idea. Let's table this for the night and talk about something else. Really, anything else. You want to watch the Babysitter's Club? Oh, to see what the hype is? Or because you heard Alicia Silverstone plays the mom? Both? Liar. Seriously, though. Thanks for letting me rant, love. I love that you have my back on this. On everything. Love you, too.